Hello, everybody. You're probably thinking, Travis sounds different today. And yes, I'm currently getting over a slight cold from last week, and I'm actually not Travis. My name is Finner, and I'm currently interning with the amazing team here at Fool & Scholar Productions. And I'm here today to tell you about The Last City. In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. A geo-engineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors like Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Torrado, and Maury Sterling. You can follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. A big thanks to Wondery for supporting shows like The White Vault. And now, on with the scheduled programming.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
The following documents and recordings are the 16th installment in a compilation detailing the events of the repair team sent to Outpost Freestead, consisting of Dr. Rosa Della Torre, Walter Heath, Graham Kasner, Dr. Karina Schumacher-Weiss, and Jonas Thorisson. In the winter months, gale storms in Svalbard can reach wind speeds of 130 km per hour. Accompanied by or following snowfall, such storms can reduce visibility dramatically, more so in the winter months of the polar night. During these storms, travel is not advised. The White Vault. Following the previous installment, during their search for Mr. Walter Heath, the team finds themselves in a concerning situation in the Ice Dome village following a cave-shaking seismic event. This first recording comes from the phone audio files of Dr. Rosa Della Torre.
Walter would usually do this, but I need my own record. If I get home from this, I need people to believe me. Esta es la doctora Rosa Della Torre. Todo esta mierda que está pasando es real. Una persona ha muerto y hay otra desaparecida.
What are we doing? If we believe Walter is dead, we need to get out of here. If we believe Walter is not dead, we still need to be able to get out of here.
We haven't found him, but he's here somewhere. We all heard him.
Multiple voices, all Heath. It's just toying with us, using him like it used Karina.
Are you recording now as well?
Hell yes. This is a nightmare, and I need people to believe me. Even better, let's find Walter and his camera.
Are we finding Walter, or are we getting out of here?
Do you feel you can walk back, Graham?
Stitches are holding well, and the bandage is sturdy. I'll walk all the way to Nihilism.
Let's just check the cave exit. Even see if it's still viable after the earthquake.
Otherwise, we need to start searching for another way out.
Jonas, you dropped something.
Thank you. It came from the journal.
Can I unfold it? It looks fragile.
Do whatever you like. It's not mine.
A diagram? I don't know. Some kind of drawing.
A map.
A very broken little spider?
A mess. Let's check the exit. Then we'll look for Walter.
Help! Someone please!
A nightmare!
That was the same.
As last time, yes.
Then it may not be Walter as we thought. But I see no blood and no heart. He may still be alive.
We're heading out. Follow behind me.
There is a gap in the recording here, where Dr. Della Torre shut down the phone. The folded piece of paper they discussed in the last recording has not been found. The next recording is the following file from the doctor's phone.
Don't touch the statues, except with your axe.
They just look like rock.
They're wrong. Me poneros pelos de punta.
Jonas, don't touch it.
I didn't touch it. I just wanted a close look.
I can't fit through there. That's certain. Well, neither could you. They're a wall.
Could climb over the statues, but then we'd be just faced with a rock collapse.
Back away. I'm taking a swing.
Give me that axe. That isn't going to work.
Well then, next up.
Stop! Stop! You're just gonna get us buried in here.
We can't get through here.
Esto es imposible. There's not even a mark, not a scratch.
The cave looks far too collapsed regardless. I don't think we could get back through our normal path. Statues don't know.
We've explored this place a few times. Thoroughly. I've not seen another way out.
You keep looking.
What about...
Jonas?
The caves. We could find a way to our cave tunnel. Yes? Through the caves?
You mean the catacombs?
This is an important conversation, but we can have it inside a building. I feel there is too much here. I feel we're being watched.
Think the caves below may connect to our path back.
Our way down here branched off many times.
Some of them were too small to fit through.
But some were passable. It's a good option.
Currently our only option.
Graham, come here.
Rosa, get back from there. It may be down there.
Yes, I know. Look, on the stairs, maybe 2 meters down, a red light. It is difficult to tell.
I see it. Tie me off. I'll get it.
What is it?
I think it's Heath's camcorder. Here, it's his. It was lodged between 2 steps and the post. Looks broken.
The light is still on. It must still have power.
Give it to me. I can try. We can check to see if Walter is...
Although the following recording for the camcorder is audible in Dr. Della Torre's recording, it can be better heard as was recorded on the camcorder of Mr. Heath. Here is the recording accessed by the team after finding the device on the stairs. That is the extent of relevant audio from the recording. The next recording comes yet again from the phone of Dr. Della Torre.
Autumn. Autumn.
Fucking Autumn.
Just calm down. Deep breath.
No! How can I be calm?
Because you have to be. Your panic isn't going to help us get out of here.
It ate Walter. You heard it. Did it eat Karina too? When is it gonna eat you? I can't wait around to die. I'm not supposed to die. I have a wife and kids and house and insurance payments.
Jonas,
and...
please, take a deep breath. We'll find a way out of here. We all want to find a way out of here. Dios mío, esto es una pesadilla.
We need to move. This theater is a hellhole in the center of town. We need to either hide or find a way out of here now.
Yes, good idea. I think I saw somewhere we can get to.
Walter, we haven't heard him. It. Not since we saw the video.
It knows we know now. It can't fool us any longer. Walter said the signal we received was written in a computer code. This was a trap. It was all a trap. Those are poor souls out into the white and never let them out.
Honestly, not well. I think I was running on adrenaline up to this point, but it's fading fast.
The cave's closed up. He's not faring well right now, either.
Couple, cage,
and your leg.
Drag, Walter,
yes,
maybe
I'm in the same boat. Legs, fine. Enough. We should set up a position in one of the more defensible houses. Try to get some rest.
We still don't have a lot of food.
We have what's left. And if we find Walter's pack, we may find more.
And the mystery tin can from the bag we found.
Don't bet on it, but we'll give it a try.
Is it even possible to get out of here?
What was that?
Brock settled after so much shaking. As for getting out, we'll try. What's another cave?
If we plan on going down there, there is the very real chance we'll face that thing again.
And I'll put an ice axe-sized hole through its maldito-y frio chest.
I like the sound of that. Now, let's find a safe place to hold down for a while.
Far from the statues.
Up on the hill where Karina fell, there are several houses built into the wall. Two tiny windows and only one door. More of a hovel than a house.
Do we really have the luxury of time?
Estoy agotado. Both you and Graham have leg injuries, and we're all hungry. After our excitement drains, we'll be unos muertos vivientes.
I know the way up. It's not too steep, so there should be no issues. Stay together. Stay armed.
The following is the first section of an entry taken from the small journal of Dr. Rosa Della Torre.
Estamos de vuelta en este pueblo subterráneo. Siempre es azul oscuro. Es como vivir debajo de un acuario enorme, lleno de todos los peligros. We're down in the town again. It's always dark blue. As living beneath a great aquarium filled with the dangers of the deep may feel. At any moment, the ice could break, the glass could crack, the monsters could come, and we'd be gone in moments. We found Walter's camcorder, but it was practically destroyed. The file date was readable, but the viewer screen is cracked. And Walter's dead. He must be. Based on what we heard, there is very little left for me to hold on to. It is too tiresome to grasp at smoke, at hope for those who are lost. I must focus on who we remain. I am tired and hungry. We agreed to eat after our rest, not before. No reason to use up calories just sitting around. Writing helps calm my mind. Graham seems so calm, even earlier, keeping watch, looking out over the town below, watching for those demons. Jonas worries. He gnaws at his cheeks and grows agitated with panic at the thought of our reality. He's such a calm, kind man, not the kind who should ever end up here. Not that I should have ended up here either. I wonder what it is like back home today. How warm the air feels, how sweet it tastes. Hard to think of it as home, not having been for years now. But that little apartment I had in Cadiz, oh, I could live like that again.
The following is a report written by Mr. Graham Kasner. Documentation during emergency situations is not required by Cedar Group. though Mr. Kasner still took time to write situation reports to some extent.
Our attempt to leave the bunker for Nielsen this morning failed. The storm did not let up after our departure, and though we walked for over an hour, we made little progress. We were attacked during our trek by whatever being had taken Karina. At least, that is my assumption. It lifted away Jonas, throwing us all into the snow and disorienting our position. Jonas shot it with a flare gun and it dropped him, only to attract the attention of a polar bear. As the bear charged, we moved from its path as best as possible, but we were separated. I took a shot toward the polar bear in defense of our group, but as we were disoriented, the unknown thing took advantage of our misstep. It took off with Heath. We then began our pursuit of Heath down into the caves beneath the auxiliary bunker. We never had sight of him, but we followed his voice until we reached the theater centered in the village beneath the ice. It was there that we found his camcorder dropped on the staircase. Based on the recordings on the device, I have all but confirmed firsthand that Walter Heath is now dead. And the monstrous thing that took both him and Karina lured us with a false voice. After we entered this town beneath the ice, an earthquake struck. I do not believe it was a coincidence. Our exit through the cave sealed off due to rockfall. Additionally, several statues now block the exit. They stand as a wall where previously there was none. Our intention is to find a link back to our previous tunnel path through the cave passages beneath the theater. We will head into the caves following our recuperation and some of our remaining food. For now, we are in one of the houses, trying to stay warm with use of the furs and skins we quickly collected, and a bit of whale oil. It smells rancid, but it burns. It's been quiet for hours, and Rosa is on watch now. My leg pains me, but the stitches are holding well. Jonas's leg and hand are injured, but he's coping with it as well. I need to get some rest.
This recording was pulled from the phone of Mr. Jonas Thorason. It appears to have taken place before Dr. Della Torre or Mr. Kasner were on watch, while they were settling down with their collected items of oil and furs.
It smells like death.
Things that come from old dead things tend to.
It will give us a little more warmth in such a small house. Stay wrapped up in the furs and cover up the windows, and we should have our haven just above freezing.
That's not very reassuring.
Well, at least we aren't dead yet.
I'll take that.
Can we open the can yet? It may not even be food. It could be oil or dog food.
We'll save it and what's left until we are ready to go. No reason to rest with a full stomach and fight with an empty one.
You are holding up well, Rosa.
Same to you.
I've never been in a situation so nose-deep in shit before.
Yes, no idea how to react.
Calm, collected, brave. It suits you.
Brave? Just means I'm hiding the rampant fear incredibly well.
Rampant fear?
I never would have guessed.
Compass. Crack. Low.
Anything helpful in there?
Some coins.
Just the fact that it's here means someone was here before us.
Oh, they're marca. Finnish money from before the euro. 1927. 1934. 1929. 1940. From before or during the war.
So, the journal... It's most likely Finnish.
Max paper sleeve. Nothing in it. Rope. Cigarette case. Still empty. A Zippo. No fuel. The journal. It certainly could be Finnish. I still can't understand it.
What about that drawing from earlier? Pass it to me again.
Yeah, sure. Here. A mug. Coffee really is universal. Oh, this may be of use. Old collapsible shovel.
There's one of those in my pack. Not as old, maybe a bit more reliable.
You know, this may be something. Maybe the Finnish soldier saw the thing. Perhaps this is a quick rendering.
Looks more like the messes my girl drew in preschool. Crayon on paper, crayon on desk, crayon on walls.
Some lines are thicker than others, and there are the big sections, circles or the like.
That part there still looks like a spider to me.
And there is this part, the spiral.
I'll take first watch. Try to get some rest, both of you.
Maybe a tail?
Or the stairs.
This concludes those documents and recordings regarding the earthquakes and actions which trap the team in the frozen town. This completes the 16th collection of information regarding the repair team at Outpost Freestead. The White Vault.
AI is making waves in every field it touches. President Biden is now on TikTok, and the election draws closer each day. With so much going on in the world, it is hard to keep up with it all, let me tell you. Hi, I'm Kai Ryssdal, the co-host of Make Me Smart. It's a podcast from Marketplace. And every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I break down the latest in business and the economy with short daily episodes to make it easy for you to stay in the know. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.